girls who can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town again.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room, and nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in, and I'm tired of this town
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News Georgia High School shooting. I'm Michelle Franzen. Police in Georgia say a suspect is in custody after an active shooting incident at the Appalachie High School in Winder, about an hour outside of Atlanta. The Barrow County Sheriff's Office says there are casualties but gave no other specifics. A source briefed on the situation tells ABC News the incident is over and the local hospital is treating multiple gunshot wounds. The high school issued a lockdown earlier. Students were evacuated and gathered outside at the football stadium. Former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett says police are still going from room to room inside the school and questioning the person in custody.
They're usually lone actors that go in and you know, commit violent mayhem and either die at the scene or, in this case, obviously, or he was taken into custody.
State, local police, along with the FBI and Georgia's Bureau of Investigations on scene. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After a high-speed pursuit in Columbia County, a man has been arrested. The driver of a muscle car was arrested after he attempted to flee from authorities at speeds as high as 140 miles per hour on Interstate 90 between Caledonia and Lodi. According to the sheriff's office, it happened Saturday night. Officers attempted a traffic stop on a black 2023 Dodge Charger in the area of I-90-94 and Highway 78 in the town of Caledonia for driving at speeds well above the posted speed limit at 70 miles per hour. The driver of the vehicle did not stop, and a pursuit was initiated that lasted for about 11 miles. As the Dodge Charger exited onto Highway 60 westbound toward Lodi, a police officer deployed a tire deflation device, bringing the vehicle to a stop near Lindsay Road. The driver of the vehicle, a 48-year-old man from Park Ridge, Illinois, was tentatively charged with fleeing, eluding, and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist
meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
High pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
99.7
It's the lunch hour for your Wednesday. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. A beautiful day. In fact, this weekend sounds absolutely perfect. Sunny today, a high of 80. Billy Joel on the way, Philip Bailey and Phil Collins right now, In Excess and The Devil Inside on Max FM.
Look in his eye.
full of pride. Look at them go, look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Anyway.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers and Cardinals play the rubber game of their series at MFM Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Colin Ray is 12-4. He'll pitch for the Brewers. The Crew's magic number to clinch the National League Central is down to 13. Packers will arrive soon in Brazil, where they'll take on the Eagles in their season opener on Friday night. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game. Might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
They're halfway home at the 40th with Wisconsin State Senior Open at North Shore Golf Club in Menasha. Derek Stendahl of Maple Grove, Minnesota, shot a 466 on day one yesterday to take a lead at the midway point. He's two shots up on Hortonville's Brad Lanning, who shot a 268. Final round of the tournament is underway today. In the Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin takes on Cedar Rapids, and Beloit faces Quad Cities. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
To want me.
FM with Starship.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Desiree, you gotta be. Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More of your favorites coming up for a Wednesday afternoon. Journey, Stevie Nicks, and REO Speedwagon coming up.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for the program Awake Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. on the Civic Media app. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Mead King. They offer delicious meads made from local honey and other fresh ingredients. Try the popular blueberry or pink peppercorn flavors. How about smoked cherry or a cinnamon vanilla flavored cider? Enjoy a glass inside or on their newly opened patio, or order online to get it delivered straight to your door. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. High pressure system continues to hold today, giving us sunny skies and still summery highs flirting with 80 degrees. And tomorrow, a cold front drops through the state, bringing showers and maybe a thunderstorm. Either way, behind it, high temperatures fall to the mid-60s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 74.
99.7.
Apart, hearts broken in two.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from another, you've been messing around.
They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking of your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Speedwagon, Take It on the Run, maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, making the workday fly by on your Wednesday afternoon. Another 50-minute music hour coming up with Aerosmith. Living along through another 50-minute music hour. Maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Pat Bennett's are on the way, part of this 50-minute music hour on your Wednesday. Mostly sunny and a high of 80. Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen on Max FM.
At this moment.